Hi, my name is Catherine Watt. I'm a writer and paralegal, and I have spent the last couple of years doing legal research and writing about COVID-19 law as it relates to geopolitics and some other things. And I was asked to do a presentation for this panel. The question posed to me was, what infrastructure, including legal infrastructure, was laid during the COVID-19 pandemic that could be used to destroy our national sovereignty and personal medical freedom in the case of another pandemic? And I come at this from a slightly different point of view from some other writers and legal analysts, because my perspective is that the legal infrastructure was laid for several decades before the COVID-19 attacks, which I think of as attacks of governments against their people. I don't think of it as a pandemic. Because that infrastructure was laid before the attacks started, in my view, national sovereignty and human moral and biological dignity and integrity and those kinds of things have already been destroyed. That's what's happened over the last 3 years in response to the embedded triggers that were in the 2005 World Health Organization international health regulations and then the implementing nation state laws. So that's just a slightly different perspective. I don't think it's something we're trying to prevent from happening. I think it's something that's already happened, and now we're trying to protect the constitutional rubble that's at the bottom and rebuild from it. The topic that I wanted to talk about is language and law and the ways in which the people who are orchestrating the attacks are using language and perverting and corrupting language to get away with what they're doing. And the take-home message is, say true things, don't participate in lies by repeating them, because lies are all over the place in this criminal enterprise. And if you repeat the lies, you are participating in the crime. Sometimes it's hard to know what's a lie and what's true, and that takes a lot of work. But once you do know what's a lie and what's true, you can't keep repeating the lies. Globalist enemies are using lies to make the war, and most of those lies have a two-layer structure. And the reason for the two-layer structure is to block human perception that what you're being given or told is a lie. It's very, very similar structurally to the mRNA cellular poisons, which are wrapped in the lipid nanoparticle poisons, for the purpose of bypassing the human body's immune system and chemical detox system. So what the language corruption is doing is wrapping spiritually and intellectually poisonous false statements in sort of veneer or shell structures that are true. And the ones that I look at most are three main document types: laws and regulations, government announcements or declarations, and financial contracts. And all of those things are happening within this false overarching context of the public health emergency. And again, the purpose is to confuse people and to bypass the human mind's cognitive immune system, which most people think of as your bullshit detector. If your bullshit detector has been disabled, you can't tell that you're being lied to, and you cooperate with things you would not cooperate with otherwise. Basically, I think it's resulted in an autoimmune attack of the body politic against itself, because people are now confused about people, like general public people are confused about this, and also legitimate rulers like legislators and judges who are not fully up to date on what's happening are confused about what is the self, what is the individual body, what is a legitimate government, and what is the enemy. And the enemy in this case is the infiltrators who have made a false front government that's blocked from its connection with the actual populations that they're supposed to be protecting and serving. A shorthand for it is the Trojan horse model. The enemy's goal is to destroy all human life support systems. Every kind of religious, legal, political, like a nation state, every kind of financial or monetary system, every kind of credible properly ordered medical and scientific institution, and all of the informational and educational systems. And to do that, this is where the another two-part structure comes in. They need people to believe two contradictory things and to perceive those as being compatible. The first part is that they need us to think that the corrupted systems we see around us, the medical systems, the legal systems, are still credible and functional, because if we think that, we will be cooperative and compliant with the things that they say. And the second thing they need us to perceive is that those corrupted systems are actually corrupted by anything other than them, because they want to present themselves as being the agents who can fix this broken thing. And if we think of these structures as being corrupted, but also reformable, and as not being corrupted by the people who are actually doing it, then we will block our own self-protective instincts for our bodies over these injections, and also for the governments that we would otherwise be loyal to. And the key example of that sequence is the 2005 World Health Organization International Health Regulations, which were put in place and then implemented at the nation state level. Then we got the COVID-19 attacks of 2020 to 2023, which are still ongoing. And now they are working very hard on the more international health regulation amendments and a new global, what they call pandemic treaty. And for more information about that, I definitely recommend that people read James Roguski's Substack. The good part of this is that because it's a two-layered, they need us to believe it's credible, they also need us to distrust and hate our own governments so that they can do this deeper infiltration overthrow. Their project is vulnerable in proportion to the ability people have to understand what's happening and allocate credibility, like your own credulity, your own belief, accordingly. If you know that you're being attacked, you will not cooperate with the person or the people who are doing that. And if you don't know that you're being attacked, then you won't resist or fight back. And that's why getting the information out and having people talk about things in accurate ways is very, very important. Everything they say is either a straight lie or a small piece of truth wrapped in a bigger lie, or a small lie wrapped in a bigger truth outside of it. And so my recommendation and hope is that people will get better at listening to speakers and reading writers, including both people who say they represent the government and also people who claim that they're only talking on their own behalf, and see how close they get to acknowledging the truth that infiltrators are using the U.S. military and other military and government institutions around the world to sicken and kill human beings by instilling fear, by telling lies, and by injecting poisons. And the closer anybody gets to saying those things in the context of whatever else they want to say, the more truthful they're being, and the more distance any speaker puts between him or herself and that truth, the more deceptive they're being, whether they know that they're being deceptive and are doing it intentionally, or they're just being deceptive because they haven't managed to understand what's happening yet. I'm going to go through some examples, very recent current examples. We're now in April 2023. At the end of March, a federal judge dismissed Brooke Jackson's whistleblower case, and that order that he gave is the most recent version of the judicial part of the lie system. It's basically a complicated, really long-winded denial that federal judges in the United States have any constitutional co-equal power over any other branch to protect constitutional or civil rights. Then we have also in March, the Health and Human Service Secretary transferred the public health emergency declaration from the previous version, which is that there is a public health emergency, to a new version that says there is a significant potential for a public health emergency. The potential is derived from them talking about all these new variants and how those do or don't line up with the mRNA LNP formulations at any given time. But both of those declarations have the same constitution suspending legal effects. And that second one is in force right now, even while they're talking about lying about saying that the emergency is over. Two more examples. One is the FDA in April, just a couple weeks ago, withdrew the emergency use authorization from the monovalent formulation and maintained it for the bivalent formulation and maintained the liability exemptions while the CDC started ramping up more fear of the Kraken and Arcturus strains. That is an example of one that's partially true and partially false, because there is no biologically significant distinction between any mRNA LNP compound other than the variable concentrations and potency that Sasha Lachipova talks about and other commentators talk about. The intent of doing that is to throw opponents off balance while maintaining the legal impunity for mass murder. And I will wrap up by saying another example is that all the way through from the spring of 2021 until now, there have been calls by people like Steve Kirsch and others for the FDA to withdraw unsafe, ineffective products from the market. And that is a false characterization of what's going on, because, first of all, the products are not pharmaceutical products, they're weapons. But there also is no market for intentionally poisonous chemical and biological weapons. The FDA doesn't function in this context as a drug regulator. They have no legal role in weapons control. And there are no consumers in this context. Everybody who's been hit with these things is a target. It's a military target. The COVID-19 attacks have created a war zone, not a market for a new class of medicinal drugs. And that's just one example of the way in which it's important to like listen to what everybody is saying and parse it and understand how lies and truth are being blended and presented to elicit behaviors. And if you understand that's happening, you can respond with different behaviors that are mostly not complying and not lying with the people who are trying to lie to you.